A wealthy resident is urging Barbadians to be more vigilant to prevent fires after his home was extensively damaged in a blaze. Opposition leader Ralph Thorne again voices concerns over the cybercrime bill. Barbados Society of Psychologists calling for greater intervention to assist children who go through traumatic experiences. No survivors at the crash site of a helicopter carrying Iran's president. Good morning, I'm Maurice Norville with the details in the 7:30 edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. A wealthy resident is urging Barbadians to be more vigilant to prevent house fires. One house was destroyed and another extensively damaged in a blaze at Factory Avenue, Bottom Close, Wealthy, St. Michael, on Saturday night. The Barbados Fire Service said they received a call around 9 p.m. on Saturday and responded to the blaze with two fire tenders. The destroyed structure belonged to a man in his 40s who lived in a shanty located in the backyard of his sister's apartment. The owner of the damaged home explained that the fire also caught several electric wires.
Yeah, phone call here, my place burning, that's all.
Just see the fire blazing and see my place burning too. So I tried to, I went inside and out, wake it out in there, got the burning. But it was down by the bar down there, not right. But it's only this side to here that really got burned out and thing. I lost my furniture and my television and Wi-Fi and all that. You can see, as you can see here,
The electrical wires
burn off. You know what I mean? So I'm got electricity right now, no, nothing.
Starcom Network News understands that when police arrived on the scene, the victim fled on foot and was pursued by the authorities. The neighbor also voiced concern over some of the victim's habits and how those habits could have contributed to the blaze. He said the situation could have been much worse and urged the general public to be more careful when using electrical appliances in the home.
Then people don't see all this fire thing going already. It's waiting to affect one body when a fire burn. It affects other people too. Yeah. You being careless now and you burn down too. All this block here nearly burned down too. Yeah. They may have it out all day, so if that had gone through that way, the fire to get through that way in the day and catch that blood, all in there would have burned down too. If people don't out here now, this whole block must have burned down. As you can see, look, all the guttering and thing, how to get out.
A man whose home was damaged in a fire in Wealthy on Saturday night. Meantime, the Barbados Fire Service is urging the public to refrain from thoughtlessly setting fires, especially in bushy areas. Speaking during the 311 radio show on Voice of Barbados, Senior Fire and Life Safety Officer with the Fire Service, Natasha Ford, warned that these fires can spread and pose major challenges.
Those persons out there who are just lighting fires indiscriminately, stop it. If that fire gets away, and it's not even a case of you having to light some person's house, there's something called embers. And when embers blow onto an area that is dry, that is how we get fire jumping from one area to the next. As he correctly said, if around the building, the house is not cleared, then that is going to be a recipe for disaster. It means somebody is going to hold their head. What has happened?
Senior Fire and Life Safety Officer with the Barbados Fire Service, Natasha Ford. And the service has also added its voice to calls for motorists to be more vigilant when using the island's roads. Fire and Life Safety Officer Kevin Sobers wants parents to ensure that their children are secured in the vehicle when traveling.
We are starting to see a lot more in terms of persons driving on the roads and not having their children strapped or buckled in to their seats or having their seatbelts on. No, we always say the vehicle is moving at a certain speed, and if you collide or you have to brake sudden, imagine your child who is not secured fleeing at the same speed the car was traveling at, injuring themselves or even worse. So please, anytime you're leaving home or you're going anywhere and you have children or you're collecting any persons who are underage, make sure that you buckle it into their child seats or into the back seat, not having them standing up between the seat or playing and looking through the window.
Fire and Life Safety Officer Kevin Sobers. Opposition leader Ralph Thorne is concerned that the cybercrime bill does not cover perpetrators who live overseas. Mr. Thorne, who is on the Joint Select Committee standing on the Cybercrime Bill 2024, is worried that the bill seeks to criminalize Barbadians who speak out against politicians. He was speaking during the Marcia Weeks show Roadside Parliament at Hastings Rock in Christchurch.
I then read the bill, and that bill does not give this government, this police service, the power to charge anybody overseas. And then it does not give the government or the police to charge anybody overseas. Who is it intended to charge? Who is it intended to charge? The guy in charge of Bell in the United States. The guy in charge of Bell in Britain. It is designed for you. They come in for you.
And he stressed that the law is designed to protect a select group.
And the young man in the BLP reminded me when he said that the law is there to stop y'all from cursing ministers. It is a law intended to protect a small class of persons in this country. And that is why all the protests against that bill now become legitimate protests.
Opposition leader Ralph Thorne. The Barbados Society of Psychologists is calling for greater intervention to address traumatic incidents that children experience. Speaking during the Brastack Sunday program, President Ronald Hope expressed his support for the Child Protection Bill, but emphasized the need for action to tackle the challenges faced by children.
One of the things that I'm hoping from the mental health perspective and going forward is that when we find out, when we are aware of these cases, that we act on these cases. I know that different organizations in Barbados will act on cases, but I just want to make sure that when we hear about them, we act on them. We don't want our children to be traumatized.
And he explained the possible effects of not addressing trauma from an early age.
When you have children who have been traumatized and there's no intervention, then what we have are citizens who, as patients will say, they'll say adults act very strange or very odd. Little do they know that these are individuals who have experienced severe trauma as children and there was no intervention. And as they became adults, then we start to see that behavior play out in public. So my thing is, with the new laws, that we really act on it and we don't just identify statistics. I want us to act on these things as far as these children who have been traumatized and having some kind of intervention for them and rehabilitation for them going forward.
That's Ronald Hope. No survivors have been found at the crash site of the helicopter carrying Iran's president. This is according to local media. A helicopter carrying Iranian President Ebrahim Raisi crashed in the northern region of the country yesterday. And according to state news agency IRNA, after hours of searching the crash site, no survivors were found. The crash comes at a tense moment in the Middle East, with war raging in Gaza and weeks after Iran launched a drone and missile attack on Israel in response to a deadly strike on its diplomatic compound in Damascus. 9 people were on board the helicopter, including the country's foreign minister. This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. A Wildey resident is urging Barbadians to be more vigilant to prevent fires after his home was extensively damaged in a blaze. Opposition leader Ralph Thorne again voices concerns over the cybercrime bill. Barbados Society of Psychologists calling for greater intervention to assist children who go through traumatic experiences. No survivors found at the crash site of a helicopter carrying Iran's president. Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen to the Starcom Network stations or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. And WhatsApp add me to 256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.